We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bumps it back. Gasper spins away from the hit attempt from Tanna. Pass is going to be picked off in a breakaway. Gasper capping it all along. Wine shoots. He scores! Capping
it! Their focus and their compete level. And that's what it takes to win in this league. We're playing against a real good team in the Flyers. We knew it. We were going to have to compete hard. All the goings on, I think our guys just kind of rolled with it. It's something that we've talked about a lot from day one of training camp, that we have to expect inconvenience, that we're going to have to expect disruption. We've got to embrace it when it occurs. We can't get out of sorts. We got to focus on the task at hand. We got to control the controllables, and then we've got to be able to put our best game on the ice. So.
All right. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Good gravy on a Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2021. Pony and Muller, presented by Chafin Luhana. Doing good by doing right. Beating the Flyers 5-2 brings out a good gravy in me, Craig. Like that? Why don't you get a good gravy out of your system to start today's show? Let it out. Loudly and proudly. Give us a good gravy, if you don't mind, to start things off here. Nice solid one.
What do you want out of me here?
Good gravy. Give me a nice good gravy shout out here.
A good gravy?
Yeah.
Like a ladies and gentlemen, good gravy.
There you go. It feels good to say it sometimes. Chris, you want to...
Yeah, hold on. Let me get in the right frame of mind.
Get in the mood here. Let out a good gravy.
Ladies and gentlemen, good gravy.
Good. How's it feel? Like it?
I just flipped over a new page on my little kind of makeshift easel here.
I know that you guys are going to be able to totally get where I'm coming from with this. In our business, okay? Ratings come out monthly. Ratings come out quarterly. A lot of businesses are like that with quarter. You look at stock returns, Craig. You see all the, what do they do in quarter one? All the stocks Craig's tracking, which, what are you on right now? Penn Gaming?
That's always been a big one.
Spirit Airlines?
That's been a big moneymaker.
Yeah.
GameStop?
Nah.
Right now we're in quarter one, quarter one number, or we just got done with quarter one.
No, we're still in it.
We are?
I think quarter
one. Oh, yeah, that's
one,
right. Yeah, January, February, March. Right. We're in the last part of it. You'll see people on CNBC and Bloomberg and stuff say we're going to go over our quarter one expectations and all that. But anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that, that's usually how our business works. That's how a lot of businesses work. If you missed quarter one, Chris, and you were out, mm-hmm. okay, you went on a sabbatical, and you were gone.
Okay? So many people hoping that this comes true.
There's Lennox 2 on the way. There's another baby on the way. You take 3 months paternity, which I think our company mm-hmm. gives, right? Somewhere in that range?
Mm-hmm.
No, not quite. Anyways.
No.
You take 3 months, you're gone. And our ratings went crazy. We skyrocketed. We became the most, Barrett Sports Media thinks we're number one. They said you're number zero. Like, they think we're even better somehow without you.
I think most people are assuming this is a pretty plausible scenario.
But you so would, far. And I even reverse it. If I were gone and it happened for you and I was away, mm-hmm. I would think, oh, my God, like, how much do I even – I have to reassess. The company might even reassess what I bring to the table, How did they see these results without someone that we deem to be a very important part of what we do? You know, Craig goes away and does Pirates. We go way up in the ratings because, you know, JerMichael Finley comes in here and produces the show. And so I am saying that right now, and I'm honestly wondering why it works that way with Sidney Crosby and the Penguins. You go back to last year, when he doesn't play, the Penguins are 19-6-4. When he does play, okay? When he does play, including, do you want me to include the Montreal series, Malzi? You
think that's whatever. Fair? I mean, whatever floats your boat on a Wednesday.
How would you feel about, they're the biggest games. They're the biggest games they played last year. Don't you think we should include those four games?
I know.
Don't you think that's
only
right?
The whole thing was such a farce, but yes, include them. It's not like they didn't happen.
Okay. So if you say those four games, so they won one and they lost three to get knocked out by the team that barely qualified for the playoffs. With
correct.
Sid in the lineup now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are 34-28-3.
Wouldn't call it great.
So they've won, starting last year, they've won 34 and lost 31. With Sid in, so a little bit better than average. With him out, they've won 19 and lost 10. So they're winning, I know, 29 games, but they're winning two out of every three games when he doesn't play. How do you explain
What's
that?
What's your biggest? I have a couple ways. I mean, for the
all right, the obvious
time,
one is the Malkin steps up and goes crazy.
Because he did, yeah. He went ham for most of last year. I think the other one, though, is somebody said this to us. I want to say it was yesterday. That teams sometimes play better when they have to sort of buckle down, like teams get to a simpler game or whatever. Maybe I saw somebody tweet it during this game. I think the Penguins play a simpler game, and I think they can at times be more effective on the power play when Sidney Crosby's out because there just isn't this paralysis by analysis or this overpassing on special teams. And then when they're not on special teams, there's just a more disciplined, button-up way of doing things. I know this much. When I know this is true for the show. Whenever you're out, I'm like, all right, I got to really redouble my efforts here to dot my I's and cross my T's. There's no pony to talk back to. Like, I've got to be even more on point. You know, I think it causes you to focus more. I think it's human nature, too. If you know that you're a teammate of Sidney Crosby's, to expect that when he's out there, he will do great and spectacular things. And even if you don't mean to do this, subconsciously, you're going to relax a little bit when he's on the ice.
Well, but Chris,
or when he's healthy.
Chris, every team in professional sports, whatever the facsimile of Sidney Crosby is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Steelers, when Ben went down, they were 8-8. They didn't go 13-3. You know, they
were
didn't.
8-6 without him, though, in well, games that he didn't start.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, they did not become, they were 12-4 with Ben, or they were 12-3 in games that
well,
Ben
now,
started.
Well, now we're getting into the idea that hockey players, like, not even close to what the NBA and NFL
no,
offer
right.
can affect the game, even if they're superstars that way.
I totally get that. But were the Penguins better when Lemieux was out of the lineup? I mean, it makes no, it doesn't make any sense. The best thing I can come up with, because this is just last year and this year, the best thing I can come up with is, you know, other than like all the strategies and everything else you pointed out, and this is like the hard thing to say, but the facts would back it up, is that as insane as this sounds, maybe at this point we overrate how great he is. That's the best thing I can come up with. Right now, his point per game percentage just this year is the same as Vincent Trocheck. He's averaging fewer points per game than David Perron. And you can say everything you want about how, you know, there's intangibles and he never takes a shift off and he sets a great example and all those things about Sidney Crosby, and they're all true. But the facts are this right now. His statistical numbers are no longer in line with the Connor McDavids and Leon Draisaitls and, you know, the elite of the sport, right?
He right? most frequently gets mentioned as still, what, a top five player
right,
by
but,
a lot of people, especially hockey insiders.
But,
he doesn't produce
but,
it that
right,
level,
yeah, let me just finish the point. So he no longer produces, or he is not producing at that level anymore, right?
Correct.
And his team, for some weird reason, is playing better when he's not there. Like, I'm not saying that this is proof that they need to move on from Sidney Crosby or that he's an expendable player. That would be, you know, that would, you know, that would offend people, and rightfully so.
Lunatic level stuff.
But Chris, like, it doesn't make any sense. I don't think that if the Colorado Avalanche had to play 29 games with Nathan MacKinnon, that they would record-wise be a much better team. I have a hard time believing that and accepting that.
I don't think that that would be the case. I think that this is just one of those things that's a statistical anomaly, and what's really anomalous about it is that it's a larger sample size. If the Penguins were 5-0 without Sidney Crosby or something
that's
like
just,
that,
you know,
wouldn't even
fluke
bring
stuff.
It up. But
exactly.
Like, this is in hockey terms, long-term stuff here. So all I can fall back on is what I gave you in the first place here, that human nature might be that when he's out there, you say, well, it's hockey, so he can't, like, just score 30 points or something like this is the NBA, but it's hockey, and Sid's great, and so he's going to do something great. And I just think guys are more focused, for lack of a better term, when they know their backs are against the wall a little bit. I also think it's easier, too, and this is something that has been maybe not unique to the Penguins, but it's something they're known for. I think it's easier for the coach's message to get through when there's a form of adversity for him to fall back on. We saw it a little bit with Tomlin in the 2019 season, and then it just fizzled out. They didn't have enough steam to get past the finish line and make the playoffs. But a guy like Mike Sullivan, I don't think, like, it's hard to get your team motivated when suddenly your best player, your captain, isn't going to play that night against a hated rival. Like, I think you can really lean in to what you want to tell those guys and get them to maybe have their ears open more than they otherwise would be. I think that's real. And you could say, oh, that
Craig,
reflects poorly on the coach or the players or whatever, but I think it's real.
You don't believe in paralysis by analysis.
Correct.
That doesn't exist for you. You're not a paralysis guy.
See stock, buy stock. That's the Craig Riley method.
How do you explain this? Simple man's approach to why the Penguins, from the start of last year, would be a much better team when Sidney Crosby doesn't play.
Everybody else has to step their game up. Simple. Every player in there knows I have to be that much better because I don't have him to make up for me.
So it's an all-hands-on-deck.
Yeah.
All hands on deck.
Human nature. When you have that guy that raises everybody's level and he's there, it's like, okay, well, I'm good. We got Sid. When he's not there, it's, oh, like, if we have any chance tonight, we all have to be on our A game. Get a better team effort.
How does the coach, and more importantly, Sidney Crosby, get the rest of the guys to play like they do when he's not in the lineup, when he's there?
What if Sid just snapped? Because everybody says he's not like the big vocal guy. Lead by example.
I don't think it would work. I think at this point
You don't think it would get their attention since he never does it?
I just don't, like, I don't think you can try to fabricate something like that. Like, I don't think you can try to say, pretend he's not here or something and get this level of
play. I mean,
do
you think on March 3rd that, like, a riled up Sidney Crosby would have, like, a lasting effect that burned bright until the end of the season? Yeah, I don't even think like that.
Didn't old Blood and Guts Brooks Orpik once say, Craig, did he not just say this to Starkey or something and openly admit that they pace themselves? Like, during the course of a season, because it's just ridiculous how long the season is? Like, you can't go to that well over and over again in freaking early March, like you just said, Pony. You can't just say, I'm going to erupt here, I'm frustrated by this, blah, blah, blah. It loses its luster, man. It's why Tortorella is, everyone loves him and he's real quotable, but like...
Do they? I don't think everybody loves him.
Well, like, the people that like hockey players and coaches to have some personality, but it's why a lot of people, I should say, some people love him for the personality, a lot more people hate him because he's got that switch turned on pretty much all season.
Mm-hmm. Benching guys.
Yeah, it's
nonstop.
Just like, come on, dude, like, you know, relax for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I bet the Penguins last night because I had confidence that without Sid, everybody was going to do exactly what we have just talked about.
So then you're on our side too, right? Like, we're all trying to pin down this, you know, misty sort of thing. We can't, you know, it's intangible, but it really boils down to when the captain is out, when the best player is out, everybody, consciously or otherwise, picks up their game. But you would never make the trade of saying, well, then just get rid of him and everyone will pick up their game
and
be better.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's worked for 29 games, which in this hockey season is the equivalent of a half a year.
Yeah.
19-6-4 without him in the lineup. And 1-0 with fans there. Oh.
Uh-oh. That was a Lance.
And we need to figure out what their record is when the dogs bark on the show. Because last night there was a lot of dog barking, and the Penguins won 5-2. So at least now that we're keeping track of this, they're 1-0 when the dogs bark during the show. And you know how superstitious Sidney Crosby is, Chris? So that means tomorrow.
I get a call from a random number that says, can you please have the dogs bark?
So now tomorrow the dogs have to bark before the game.
Sidney Crosby, even though he's in the COVID protocol, shows up on my doorstep and knocks on the door, then runs away
just
to get the dogs to bark. Yeah, just to get them to bark in the middle of the show. Oh, crap.
Sit there.
Why me? Lance, be quiet, dude.
It's not going to work.
Oh, my God.
It's not working. I think we should get somebody on. I'm serious about this, Craig. I think we should get somebody on from a dog obedient school, just for a few minutes at some point, and just give Chris a couple of tips.
There's no way that you can train dogs to not bark at random noises outside. That's like what they do.
Dog whistle make the dog stop barking or bark?
I think it gets them to stop barking. No,
I thought it made them bark because it's a frequency that's so high that only they can hear it and it annoys them.
No, but I think it like stops them in their tracks. Like, wait a minute, what is that noise I hear right now?
Like if, Andrew, you had a dog whistle in the studio and mm-hmm. Chris turned off his microphone and could be heard in the room, would the dogs pick up on it and stop barking?
If I blew the dog whistle, could the dogs in his house hear it?
Like through his headphones. Like you blew it on the air into the microphone. Would they pick up on it?
I don't think
so. Could you be in control of trying to stop the dogs?
I was going to make a joke here, but I'm not.
Why? We love jokes on this show.
It's not risque. You guys would have laughed, but then
Chris,
I would have gotten
you brought
in
up. You brought up Dr. Seuss's first book on the show yesterday.
That's true. And then I pointed Craig in the direction of what all the sequels were called.
Yep. All right. Anyways. How about some jackass yesterday was like, what, you really think that Seuss needs to be a legitimate doctor to give himself that name? Have you ever heard of Dr. Dre? And I'm like, yes.
How about Dr. Pepper, you idiot?
We were kidding. I wanted to say we were kidding around.
Does it ever disturb you how many people listen to the show and like take every syllable seriously? What is that person's life like that they feel compelled to tell you that?
I love it.
But, like,
I know.
Do you really? That person is saying, you guys, I cannot believe you guys would disparage Dr. Seuss by suggesting he did not earn the title. He gave it to himself. It's not like I call myself Dr. Mueller and then go in and perform brain surgery.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.